What was it like to be in the audience last night? We're going to find out. A dad and daughter team from San Diego was there. They're going to give us firsthand account of how exciting it was to see Chris crowned the American Idol in just a minute. 6:50 right now.
Very nice day. Lots of sunshine after we burn off the gray, hazy stuff. 59 now.
David and Corinne. Corinne is 15. Going to the American Idol finale last night. Hey, David.
Hey, Cliff.
Hi, Corinne.
Hi.
Did you have fun last night?
That was amazing. It is definitely an experience I'll remember. It was great.
Tell me who was sitting around you.
Well, right behind us was David Archuleta. Next to us was Jason Mraz. We were surrounded by so many people, and we were up so incredibly close that I was pretty much in awe.
The company's been coming to town.
On the stage than last year's winner?
Yeah.
Dad, good score.
Well, you know, there's a very, very cool auction. It's called Taste at the Cove. It's every year. I think it's September 3rd this year. It's done by Oasis Sports Medical Group from the San Diego Sports Medicine Foundation. And if you ever really want to go do something nice and find some tickets that just normal people can't buy, you go there. That's my charity plug for the day. But I would never seen tickets on the sixth row without that.
No kidding. So, Dad, what was it like for you to be in that audience last night?
You got it. Oh, my gosh. First thing was nostalgic. I'm back there watching Adam. I think Adam was better than Kiss when Kiss was Kiss.
I'm with you. Yeah, he was fantastic.
Yeah. But, you know, I had the opportunity to be with my 15-year-old daughter. That's just, it doesn't get better than that.
Corinne, did you get a chance to meet any of the stars and actually talk to the folks that were sitting around you?
Yeah, I shook hands with David Archuleta, which was really cool.
Were you surprised that Chris won?
Honestly, I don't know if I was. I was rooting for him ever since last night when I heard him live because, in my opinion, he is 3 billion times better live. So half of me was surprised and half of me is just going, yes!
And Dad, David, what was the difference being there live as opposed to watching on television? What was the feel?
The experience, the energy. We sat right next to, I think, Norman Lambert, that lunatic guy. He popped in the seat, and, you know, Jason Mraz pops back in the seat. Brooke White is behind us, and you know, they're all really, really nice people. I mean, Ruben, Carrie Underwood's popping by talking to some of these people. It was just, I don't mean to be name-dropping, but I was sitting there, you know, very much in awe. And the talent level, when you hear them, they are better in person than even on TV. They are that good.
Okay, Corinne, what do you have to say to your dad for doing this for you?
Thank you. You rock.
Hey, wow.
Yeah, you're going to be the talk of the school today. Corinne, thank you. And David, I appreciate you being here this morning. Hey. You guys have a great day.
You too, and thanks, guys.
Cliff and Company on KSON.